This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Well, Nebraska currently has 35 what are called problem-solving courts. They operate in all 12 judicial districts in the state. And the Douglas County Adult Court was the first drug court in the state, started in April of 1997, and that was the 13th one in the nation. Now, what does that mean and what do they do? Well, Teresa Noah is the drug court coordinator for the Douglas County District Court, and she is my guest today on Live and Local. Teresa, thanks so much for taking the time.
Mike, I'm so grateful for you having me on today. Thank you.
Before we get specific on adult drug court, there are 35 problem-solving courts. What kind of problems are solved in these courts? What does that mean?
You know, I think the easiest way to understand it is these courts are looking at what are some of the underlying issues that are creating the judicial involvement, and are there ways that we can appropriately provide the services to help address those needs rather than traditional incarceration. So here in Douglas County, we have the adult drug court program. We also have a young adult court program that's designed for folks that are between the ages of 18 and 24. We also have a veterans treatment court here in Douglas County that is specifically targeting the needs of veterans as it relates to what might be causing them criminal justice involvement. In other areas and other districts, there are also mental health courts that are addressing mental health as the primary driver. There are family treatment courts that work in conjunction with Health and Human Services as far as family reunification. We also have a couple of different DUI courts, which are looking specifically for alcohol-related driving offenses. We also have some reentry courts in various locations that are working with folks that are post serving their sentence and trying to help reintegrate them into the community. So in the state of Nebraska, there are varied problem-solving courts, but the nature of the courts is really dependent on what are seen as being the needs in that specific community and how do we help address them.
Very interesting. How does a perpetrator get into one of these courts? Is it luck of the draw? Do you apply for that? I mean, how do you get into one of these instead of just plain old court?
Certainly, that's a great question, Mike. And certainly the beginning parts of this process come through some really unfortunate circumstances that the individual themselves has committed a felony-based crime within their jurisdiction. But the defense attorney would propose one of these programs to the county attorney for possible placement. The county attorney in each district, so here in Douglas County through the direction of Don Klein, looking at making certain that the individual is considered a nonviolent offender, that this is an individual who is not posing any imminent risk to the community if allowed to participate in the program. Then that individual's information is sent to the designated coordinator in the area for an interview for the program. And as coordinators, what we're looking for is, does this individual, in fact, meet our criteria for admission? So here in drug court, looking to ensure that the individual is suffering from an identified substance use and is in need of treatment services. And so if they look like a eligible candidate, then it's presented to the presiding judge for final approval.
Let's take drug court, for example, since that's your area of expertise. If somebody committed a nonviolent crime, driving while stoned or whatever, right?
Sure.
If this was a one-off, if this was someone who, you know, drove while under the influence of drugs one time, then are they not eligible for drug court because it's quote-unquote not an ongoing problem? Or I don't quite understand how that works.
Sure. No, that's a great question. So as part of the interview process, we're looking for the pervasive impact of substance use in that individual's life. So it's not just looking at what may have been a criminal history, but it's looking at the impact on employment, the impact on family, the impact on the person's mental health, their social environment, their overall impact on their life as it relates to substance use, and the need for those substance use treatment services. The criminal history is one of those factors, but we're looking for this person in particular, how significant a role does substance use play in their lives? And if it is significant, then participating in our program that would provide the appropriate substance use treatment services, as well as the ongoing supervision and guidance that somebody could benefit from as they're kind of working through their case. We're looking at the whole person and their criminal history as being part of it. And that's kind of the nature of all of the problem-solving courts, is that the criminal involvement is a piece of the puzzle, but we're also looking at the total impact that these concerns have had in this individual's life and how to help provide those services to help them along their journey of recovery.
So a person gets accepted into this adult drug court. What happens then? Join me tomorrow for the conclusion of this live and local interview at 7:44 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. on 91.5 FM. This is part two of my live and local interview with Teresa Noah, drug coordinator for the Douglas County District Court. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. In the previous episode, she explained how these courts can present an alternative to incarceration for nonviolent felonies that are committed. And then I asked her, so a person gets accepted into this adult drug court. What happens then?
So the adult drug court is a program of community supervision that lasts between 18 to 24 months. And during that time, we're really looking at providing that individual with the appropriate substance use treatment services. They are participating in regular case reviews with the district court judges. So here in Douglas County, we have judges Alioth, McGowan, Benson, Burns, and Lindbergh, who are all participating here in Douglas County with the drug court. We're ensuring that when the time is right, the person is working on employment, and in order to complete our program, they will need to show 6 months of continuous uninterrupted employment prior to graduation. If the person is in need of completing their high school education, we're working on getting them involved with GED services. For many of our participants, they'll need to have their driver's license reinstated and develop reliable means of transportation. We're addressing housing and income security at the time of their graduation. So during the time in our program, the participant, with the guidance and help of the drug court team, is looking at how do we implement all of these skills and resources for independent adult living prior to their graduation. And then once graduated, the participant's original felony-based charge or charges is subsequently dismissed and sealed from the person's record, which allows them to continue to move forward without ongoing barriers based on a prior felony conviction.
So just to reiterate, then when they're filling out a job application, once they've graduated from this, and it asks, have you been convicted of a felony? The answer would be no.
That's correct, given that they had no prior felonies prior to their involvement within the drug court.
Tragically, should there be some sort of recidivism activity, what happens then?
In the event that they had been provided the opportunity to participate and complete a problem-solving court program, and they end up recidivating or ending up back in legal trouble, this opportunity would not be afforded a second time.
And would their previous conviction, would that be brought back up again, or is it off the table for good, if you will?
It's off the table for good.
Okay.
That's a permanent sealing. It would still be known to the courts that this had been offered to an individual previously. So it's not offered multiple times to the same individual.
The adult court's maximum capacity is 150 participants. Currently, you are serving 176. Wow, you guys are overcrowded too, right?
And thank you for addressing that. We actually, within the last year, have expanded our service range to accommodate 200 individuals in Douglas County. And as of today, we are currently serving 184 participants here in the Douglas County area.
Okay, very good. I also want to point something else out as far as what this does for the taxpayers of the county. Problem-solving court costs $5,000 a year. How much does it cost a year for traditional incarceration?
for every year of incarceration, it costs approximately $50,000 for every one individual who's incarcerated. In the problem-solving court model, it costs $5,000 for that same individual.
That's amazing. In your experience in dealing with folks, someone from the day that they are first brought in front of a judge to later when the entire process is over, is it rewarding for you to see someone turn their lives around and move on after a mess up?
I think that it absolutely is, and I think it's rewarding for all members of the team, the judges included. And one of the notes that I want to emphasize is that the judges that I had previously mentioned do this on a voluntary basis. This is not required as part of their regular docket. And the reason that they do it is the same reason I think we all involve ourselves, is that the miraculous way that people are able to heal when given the right types of supervision and guidance and support along the way. Each of our graduates are required to complete some type of pro-social special project within the community, raising money for different homeless shelters, participating and making sure that various nonprofits in the area have the resources they need. They're becoming actively involved in our community and contributing to that community rather than being separated from our community through incarceration. And that's because of that evidenced belief and what we see from graduation to graduation about the absolute ability for human beings to repair their lives when it was pretty desolate at the time that they started. I think that's what keeps us all involved.
The website is DC4DC.com. That's DC4DC.com. It's a fascinating program. There's a ton of information on that website. Teresa Noah is the drug court coordinator for the Douglas County District Court. Teresa, this is just amazing work that you and everybody on the team, including the judges, is doing. Thank you so much for working hard to improve our society.
And Mike, thank you again for the time and attention you're providing to the problem-solving courts. I really appreciate it.